what my concern is that this whole transparency thing and people seem to not know what's going on. And then it's like talked about the press. People don't read the press.
He said, she said, like we've been reading on Facebook for the last couple of weeks. This is a waste of everybody's time, all this Facebook nonsense.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes. Yes, Mayor, I would like to put a motion on the table to a motion on the floor to table ordinance number 17 of 2018.
Just a few things. I'd like to go back to the focus group meetings and public outreach efforts. In that section 1.4 in the master plan, it talks about the various groups that were asked to come to the meetings. Restaurant owners, retail store owners, marina district businesses, local builders and architects, local realtors and attorneys, and religious organizations, schools, and city recreation departments. There's no mention here that you invited any citizens to the meeting, any citizens groups.
They were all publicly notified in the press of Atlantic City.
But what I'm saying, and I'm just saying that from now on, you may want to include interested residents at these meetings instead of relying on public notice so you don't end up with something like this.
It's also on the internet on our webpage.
Sir, I'm sure you know people in town that are interested in this process. And I just think that some residents of the town, both residents that live here year-round and maybe even some summer residents, should be invited to these meetings because they're the ones that pay a lot of the taxes here. And I really believe you should invite them. It's just a suggestion that I have.
I'm here today as manager and representative of the largest property in Margate, 9600. I represent 246 tax-paying homeowners, and I'm very disappointed in our leadership and planning board when I read in today's paper that they had years of public comment on the subject, and I can't help but wonder who was that public comment and wonder why we were never invited to that table. Notification and transparency are an important part of leadership. Thank you.
There's changes taking place. And quite honestly, it's not comfortable. We're not being transparent. Mr. Abbott, you could care less about what I say based upon your body language, but I'd like you to lean forward and listen to what I'm talking about.
You read me wrong, Mr. Warren. I have read some of your BuzzFeed about removing the elephant, which is total nonsense.
I did not post that.
Well, it looked like you did.
Well, then you need to go back to school and read, because I did not say that.
All right.
Okay, and it was not my quote.
You want to make
posted
this personal attacks.
I'm not making
a
personal attack.
That's your prerogative.
I'd like you to pay attention when I'm speaking.
There's really not much you could say that would interest me. Really.
I know that. Okay? I did not bring up Lucy. Would you stop the clock so I have a chance to respond? My issue is transparency. Getting information disseminated to the public. Yes, we have to use the paper. No one reads a paper. Papers are closing all over the place. It's archaic. Today, we can communicate via email. We have a telephone system that I get a phone call every time a snowflake falls. Why can't we tell people about issues that are coming up that affect all of Margate? We have the electronics and the communication to do that today. We need to move to where we are today because the current thinking is keeping Margate from where it wants to go tomorrow. We need to communicate better, and more importantly, right now there's a trust issue. I, for one, have a trust issue with the Planning Board and the Commissioners, and I'm sure others do as well, but you have an opportunity to win us back. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Elliot Chack. I live at 9511 Beach Avenue. A group of about 10 homeowners associations got together, I'm the chair of one of them, and elected to form a political action committee called the Margate Preservation Fund. It's being constituted right now to vote the current commissioners out of office if this is not withdrawn. So my question on behalf of the Margate Preservation Fund is how many people in this room, raise your hands if you would either give time or money to support a political action committee to bring in new commissioners if this is not permanently removed from for permanently. Thank you. The people have spoken.
Thank you.
Susan Rubin, 115-117 South Osborne.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you. At our last commission meeting, I asked you for some documentation regarding the stakeholders' meetings that are in the master plan that you said was what happened from October through March of 2015-16. I have now had a chance to look at them, and I have to say that there's really no evidence that there ever was a meeting held with anyone. Invitations were issued to mostly the same group, which was restaurants, business owners. There is nothing in there indicating that any realtors, I saw no realtor names, anything like that was issued. That being said, my question is with your master plan. The master plan as it sits on the website, has that been adopted as it sits on the website right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? With the draft on it and with the didacted yellow in that's not filled in. That's how you adopt the plan. Is that correct? It's got blank spaces about housing and other things. So that's how it's adopted? Have you read the master plan?
Yes.
Okay. So you understand what the objective says the master plan is. Who wrote the master plan?
There were four professionals involved with the process.
Would you name them, please?
Remington and Vernick, our city engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Sosh Architects. There was an energy company.
No. Spectrum Gaming Group.
Yes,
Spectrum Gaming and Levinson Institute for Hospitality and Tourism. So you've got two gaming groups that are coming in.
They were
They
were part of the Sosh group. They were partners with Sosh.
So we're dealing with gaming people. Is that correct? Is that part of why you might be looking at a hotel overlay zone? Could it be that you're looking to bring gambling to Margate? Why else would be the other people that put the bids in? Had nothing to do with any gaming. It was Art Ponzio. It was someone in Marmora. I have the papers. I would just like to know, what's the big plan on the master plan? It's a complete rewrite, line by line. It's not an update, as it says on its cover, and it has no authorship. Look at your master plan. It tells you people what they're trying to do, and you're changing everything, and you think people aren't reading the master plan. The master plan is driving your changes. We know this. It's out there. And you did you got in bed basically with a gaming group. Did you not? Gaming and hospitality and tourism.
It went out for
that what we want for our town.
It went out for bid.
Yes, I know. And they all came within a few bucks of each other. Of course, the one you picked was 196 something and everyone else was 198,200,000.
Thank you.
Eric Stevens, 9100 Beach. So you guys have committed that there will be transparency, you'll seek comments, you won't move ahead with something without having those conversations.
Always.
Right?
We always do that, sir.
No, of course you do, sir. So in early May, though, Commissioner John Amadeo of Margate City felt comfortable telling Richard Helfand that within a year, the greenhouse restaurant will be replaced by an 8-story tower. Now, I'm sure he's lying. I'm sure that never happened.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I never spoke to Rich Helfand about a hotel or anything where the greenhouse is. He's putting words in my mouth. He didn't call me and ask me what I said.
He put those words in your mouth 6 months ago. They're not now.
I don't even think.
Long before this.
When did I speak? Did he tell you when I spoke to him?
Well, the Public Records Act, the stuff that was sent to DEP.
That was an email that he sent to the DEP.
No, it actually wasn't him. It was someone in his organization who went to DEP.
So it's coming from a third party?
Yeah, it said Commissioner. Okay. Well, so far what we've heard in the last few weeks that you shouldn't listen to rumor, you shouldn't listen to anything. It sure sounds like this was a much further along. Doesn't sound like you solicited anyone's opinion on what was good for town. I know
sir,
you
sir, address address the front.
I still the minute for it. I know eventually you would have gotten around to it, but we also know you could have voted on things, and eventually maybe something would have changed. It doesn't seem like you did a very good job coming to the citizens and the voters of Margate and saying, "Here's what our thought process is. Here's why we think it's in your best interest." It looks like, and I'm sorry, I read some of the players that are involved in this Art Ponzio is a pretty influential guy in this town. I find it hard to believe he was involved in a project like this. None of you knew. And sorry, based on what I'm reading here and what I've heard in the last few weeks, yes, I believe this over not you, true. Sir. Sure.
We, and Scott, please correct me so that the general public knows this. We were not, by law, committed to send notices out on the issue of the overlay zone. Hear me out. Am I correct, Scott?
That is correct.
We, as a commission, said the proper thing to do is to notify everybody as we do with any kind of change in the city that a variance needs to be had. So the condos each got one separate letter because by law that's all you have to do. You can send it to the president of the association. So I believe this commission has been forthright. Now we see a lot of upset citizens here, and we're addressing the issue. That's ordinance number 17 of 2018 is dead. It's dead. We all voted on it. We're not going to be put hostage by a young lady that wants to hear a second vote. It's dead. It doesn't come to the surface again unless it's presented again under another number.
That's the question.
Oh, but just
Mrs. Buck,
hear me out. I want to, it doesn't stop. There's a process. There's a process that any business owner, any resident, can go through a process to get approvals to hopefully do what they want to do. And we have to accept and allow them to go through that process. And in many cases, it's just coming in, if it's a residential house or a business or a duplex in the city of Margate, all they have to do is come in front of the planning board, request a hearing, and present their issues. The bigger issues, whether it's a hotel, a boutique hotel, a condo, they have a process to go through. And we haven't seen any formal application at this point. Not to say it couldn't come in the future. So keep your eyes open and keep your eyes and ears open. And like I said, everything's posted on the website. We all love Margate. I want to read something from, that's where I started and I got off track. The addition of anything new requires careful review and public input. This is written in our newsletter. However, the very existence of something which part of the population does not support does not translate into an automatic existence of a conspiracy. In this case, we again ask the public to understand that there is no official application submitting any hotel. When and if there is, the legal process calls for public notifications and input, and we will provide the public that opportunity. This process is designed to help all communities to find an acceptable balance. We welcome your participation and encourage your continuing input, the planning board as well. We're all in this together. Nobody's here to try and destroy Margate. I grew up here. I've lived here my whole life. I'm 68 years old. I went to every school in this city. And I take a lot of pride in the oath of office I took to represent the people. And I take it an insult when someone comes up and gives us a tough time wanting to hear a second vote. I'm sorry, I voted once. That's my vote. We voted to table it, which means that ordinance does not exist anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. But my other question, which I guess I didn't get an answer to, was will the basic same parameters of Ordinance 17-2018 appear again in Ordinance 18 or Ordinance 19 or Ordinance 20? This has been in the works since at least March 1st, and most of us never heard of it till a couple weeks ago.
No, ma'am. The overlay zone has been in the works since probably the beginning of 2016 when we met with our professionals that did the examination, which is required by law every year for a master plan. Okay, and that's it. We can't have a conversation. People can comment. Sorry, Mayor.
Thank you, Mrs. Block, for your comment. Mrs. Block, I think what you're looking at...
What is this?
I have no idea what it is.
It's dated meeting attendance sheet from 3-1-18, project Ventura Mortgage?
Nothing to do with the city, ma'am.
Okay. Just asking.
So, or whatever is in there has
nothing. Somebody handed it to
Rich. Rich.
Well, I think we can answer that question. My name is Rich Needy. I'm the business administrator. I'm a business administrator from Margate. I saw that documentation just this week, and I want to be able to try to explain it to you. There's a whole organization at the state under the Department of Environmental Protection called CAFRA. Many of you have heard of CAFRA. Almost any development along the beach, any place in the state, has to go through CAFRA. Apparently, unbeknownst to me and to anybody here, when somebody uncovered these records at the state, there are people, and there is somebody in Margate, presumably Ventura's, or representatives of Ventura's, that went to the state with a proposal to try to see whether CAFRA would approve a hotel. We've heard rumors of that, just like everybody else has heard rumors of that. We have never seen that until we saw it in the paper this week, too. Any names on that list are people that are not representing the city of Margate. They may be private citizens here, they may be professional engineers here, but they're not in Margate. They have never brought any plans into us. That's what the commissioners are trying to say. So I'm trying to explain the difference to your, I'm trying to answer your question to explain why you think there might have been something since March. Apparently there was. Apparently there's back and forth with the Lucy Committee, and then they knew about it. We did not know about it. So
okay, well,
that's where that's from.
That
I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just trying to give you an explanation.
I only saw it 2 minutes ago.
I only saw it 2 days ago. So
So we don't have to worry about a hotel overlay zone today.
Mrs. Black, we've been through that 3 or 4 times.
I just want to make sure because my trust issues are...
I've noticed that, Mrs. Black. I've noticed that.
Thank you.
Michael, I guess my point is, Mr. Mayor, that we are somewhat awash, shall we say, in funds. We're a good town as far as well-heeled financially. I don't see what advantage there is to growing it in that sense, unless we're going to lower taxes for everybody here or do something along those lines. I can't understand that, frankly. And that's not a bad idea. If you guys want to do that, we may say yes to that. But also, I do ask for more transparency, because I know, as you said, John, there's been a lot going on that's out there, and you do your best to get it out there, but I think you guys need to do a lot more as a tip to get everybody on board with you at each step of the way when something's happening.
My name is Jill Rosen, and I live at 8806 Ventnor Avenue. And I was watching the news today, and they did a rendering of the hotel and talking about it, and that there was a meeting today. So I'd like to know where they got that information, if you're saying it's not going to happen.
I can assure you it didn't come from the city of Margate.
They did say Margate.
I'm positive. That's the first time that I've ever seen anything in print that's wrong.
It was on the news. It was on the 12 o'clock.
Ma'am.
It
must be true.
Then it must be true.
Hi.
Please.
Is this at Ventura's site? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Carol Christensen Leaf. And I live at 100 South Osborne. I'm a neighbor of Susan's and Jill's. The question that I have about all this is the suppression of real estate prices here. The more places that you have to live, the more it's going to depress. It could depress real estate prices for people who already own houses here because you're flooding the market with supply.
Right then. It's just a suggestion that I have. The other couple of things I just want to mention. You mentioned CAFRA, and somebody went up to CAFRA to talk about building something on the waterfront there. Would the commission be willing to write a letter to CAFRA, the DEP, saying that they're totally against this?
Do we have a legal right to do that?
Technically, no.
I don't think
it's against the law.
No, I don't think the city's going to start getting involved in that aspect of the DEP. We've had enough fights with the DEP.
Excuse me?
We're good.
You're good with what?
We don't need to get involved in another fight with the DEP.
Just a suggestion, sir.
I don't think it's a good suggestion. Well, I would recommend against that.
Okay. Now, you did mention that you withdrew this ordinance. And as I understand the process, and I do understand it, it can go back to the planning board, and the planning board, who does suggested zoning changes. They have to be voted on it by commission, but the planning board is the ones that actually recommend them to you.
Correct.
Which one of you commissioners are on the planning board or go to planning board meetings?
I go to the meetings. I'm not a member of the planning
board. Not a member. Okay. No. Will you convey the feelings of everybody in this room to the planning board so they don't bring it up again and start talking about it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I think pretty much the public knows.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And one other thing in the preamble, I think, I don't know what you really call it, to the master plan, there's a section there that talks about that the reduced permanent population in town is a detriment to the town because it causes the town more costs. And they talk, it's in there that says that there's a reduced number, that the school costs have gone up. I think it's quite the opposite. If you have less kids in school and you'll have less permanent residents, you're not going to have more costs. Now, I understand your costs go up in the summertime because of the number of residents, but I'm not sure that's correct what's written in that preamble. I'd like you to take a look at that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you much.
Cynthia Levin, 203 North Vendome Avenue. I'm a permanent resident here. I'd like to know whether there is any legal impediment to reviewing... I'd like to know whether or not there is a legal impediment to opening up the master plan to be reviewed and rewritten.
I can answer.
Okay. Go ahead, Chuck.
No. In fact, I think they're considering opening it up. Are they not, Roger?
Would you be, willing to do that?
I believe the planning board is already undertaking that. They're starting to look at even further input.
Not officially.
Not officially, but I think they are going to eventually. Right now, we have our housekeeping ordinance, which is going through tonight, and then they're going to be reconsidering other aspects of the master plan.
Do they need to be funded to do that? Do you need to commit any funds to review their master plan?
I believe if they hire professional staff, they would.
Is there any plans to do that, or do you need any special tax?
Not official yet, but there are other issues we're going to have to deal with down the line.
What other issues? I'm not sure.
Low-income housing, for one. Bulkheads. I mean, the state's going to require us. Flooding on the Back Bay issue. There's still a lot of issues there.
But you've already adopted a master plan. I'm asking.
That goes in the master plan. You asked me. I'm telling you the answer.
Reviewing the entire master plan?
No, it won't be the entire.
Just revision.
Not the entire.
But you'd be willing to review the hotel overlay portion?
It's up to the planning board. Maybe Roger.
Well, maybe some.
Because it's in the master plan does not mean the governing body has to adopt any part of it.
But we're questioning the master plan and the input that was received by the planning board, and there was no transparency. Many people did not know that this master plan was under review since 2015. What I'd like to know is whether you as a planning board are willing now to take comments, to make it open and transparent, and to put on the website when your meetings are, who can come to the meetings, who you're hiring. We need that information because we are your public and you represent us.
Absolutely.
I think everybody up here agrees with you 100%.
Is it going to happen?
It does happen.
It does happen.
Every meeting.
Well, when is the next meeting on review of the planning board master plan?
Do you know?
No.
There isn't one
scheduled.
I don't think there's one currently scheduled. But all meetings are advertised. Any meeting in the city.
That is my next question.
They're advertised. Johanna, where do you advertise meetings?
We have to, by law, advertise in one local paper that reaches the public, which is the Atlantic City Press.
Is the township willing to change its ordinance to go above the master the municipal land use law, which requires the Atlantic City Press or a local publication?
That's a state law.
I understand that's in the municipal land use law.
We cannot go above the state.
Well, why not? Is there any legal?
Because it's the state.
My question is there a legal impediment to having Margate pass an ordinance requiring all public notices to be published on your website?
They are published.
They are published.
We put them on.
They are.
On your website, sir. You publish them in the Atlantic City Press. No one reads that. You have a website.
Is there a press reporter in the house?
I'd like to know whether or not the township would be willing to pass an ordinance and require public notice of meetings, public notice of variance applications on the website. You have the information. There's no reason you can't put it on the web.
That's it already on the website.
It's not, sir. You don't put public notices on the web.
Do we or don't we?
In fact, your master plan that's on the web says draft. I don't see your actual master plan
Mayor,
on the web.
Yes.
What we should do then is have our city clerk give you instructions as to how to find the legal notices, which are, in fact, put on our website.
Are the applications
themselves? You may not be seeing it. Maybe you're not looking in the right spot. But she can help you out so you can see it.
Would you be willing to put the actual master plan on your website?
It's there.
It is on
there.
It is on a website. You'll be happy to know it's there.
It says draft.
That draft was adopted.
As is?
No.
With the empty spaces in it?
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Roger.
I don't know why the draft is still up there.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
The draft version that I saw on the website should be replaced by the current master plan. I don't know why that hasn't been.
Okay. Do what?
So it has to take the word draft.
There has to be another document.
The draft is probably enough.
I think the correct document should be on the website.
I agree with
you. We can fix that. Thank you.
We'll take care of it. Thank you.
My name is Bob Davis. I live at 12 North Jefferson. My name is Bob Davis. I live at 12 North Jefferson. I'm a summer resident. And I'm sure that you gentlemen are really enjoying this meeting. I think you've got the outpouring based upon the era in how the miniature golf came into being. If anything was ever rammed down people's throats, that was. There is absolutely no parking for it. Being a resident of Jefferson near Orr Ventnor Avenue, I could sell my parking space for God knows how much for people who want to patronize that place. And then on the heels of that, we now hear about a water park, a restaurant. What are the parking situations? I'm sorry. There is an awful lot that is not being transmitted to the public that we might all want to comment on that's being rammed down our throats. And any way that you can change the way you're advertising when your meetings are and what the subjects you're planning to bring up for discussion would be a big help. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
What was the...
Sir.
Len Wahlberg, 9100 Atlantic.
Mind enough.
We heard some very promising words from yourself and others about how you feel about this hotel zone. How you feel about this hotel zone and how it would change Margate and very negative thoughts about that. Would your feelings for you gentlemen be the same if this were a high-rise condo?
High-rise what?
Condo.
Condo. Oh.
We're still talking about the same negative aspects that we would for a hotel, basically. If it were a high-rise condo, would your feeling not be the same? Would that be okay in your mind?
Personally, I don't know. I'd have to look at the plans. Like, I haven't seen plans for a hotel, but possibly there are other high-rises there, sir.
I suggest strongly you gentlemen think carefully about that question.
Thanks.
I suggest strongly that you gentlemen think carefully about that question. I didn't receive an answer.
Sir, we honestly think carefully about all subjects that come up here. Hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen. Jay Weintraub, 10 North Franklin Avenue in Margate, New Jersey.
I come. Can we get a taller mic? I come here today speaking for myself. No one else. No organization. I've been here for 23 years as a homeowner, moving here in a little over a year from now permanently and switching my voting to Margate. I feel strongly enough about what I see the changes in Margate. And if I look back 48 years ago, when I first started to come to Margate and saw what we had, what we became through the 80s and to now, which has been a wonderful transformation. Our sign says we're a residential community. We've been a wonderful community. And now I see us, according to the master plan and based upon the actions that I see, we're changing into a little bit more of a hockey town again that we were 50 years ago. And one of the commissioners stated that and was quoted in an article, I believe, that said we want to kind of go back to where we were. I looked at these notes, and I look at a quote by Mr. Halfand, which now you say is a lie. So if an employee lies, fire him.
He's not an employee of the city.
He does not work for the city.
He doesn't work
so
for the
he
city.
Just made stuff up.
Excuse me one minute. Just give me 1 second. Because I've been silent and I've been listening. For 15 years minimum, Mr. Ventura has been talking about rebuilding his restaurant. Everybody in here knows it. Everybody in here that's in tune has heard it. They've talked to him. They've talked to his employees. They've probably talked to Mr. Helfand, who lives right next door to Mr. Ventura, who has been talking about either selling and or rebuilding the greenhouse. Some people like the idea. Other people don't like the idea. I love the greenhouse. I've been on the deck. I go to the restaurant. I don't want to see the greenhouse go away. Mr. Ventura continues to talk about rebuilding and or selling the greenhouse. We cannot stop that here. Mr. Ventura has been to the planning board prior with plans to rebuild his greenhouse. He withdrew his application the first time. He needed variances, and he will need variances again. That is not the case. There is no red carpet being rolled out.
Order, please.
Sir.
He will have to, if he wants to do it, if somebody wants to build a new condo anywhere in Margate, they will have to go to the planning board. There, they'll have to go to CAFRA and the DEP. The idea that this is something new shouldn't be. The master plan, we're all here debating and fighting over a recommendation from the master plan, which was just that. It didn't have to be, and the idea...
Sir. It would
have been just that. It would have been law.
Sorry. Right. Sir, you'll have a chance to talk. Next time, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, okay?
Mr. Blumberg, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
And again, the commission and the planning board will never be able to stop Mr. Ventura and or anybody else in any neighborhood in the city from trying to go to the planning board, which in fact is made up of 9 full-time residents who all grew up in Margate, live in Margate, and hopefully have the best interest of the entire community at hand.
Henry Gorenstein, 9100 Beach, Margate. I don't even know where to start. Basically, you talk about the process, master plan updates. I'm going to ask Mr. Abbott, is it required to do a public notice by certified mail and legal notice or not?
No, it was not, but we made the decision that certified mail to everybody within that zone and within 200 feet of the zone was the right way to go.
Well, I live with a couple problems. Our condo association, you are following the law. Right. You only have to notify the association. Well, I live in the building. I was never notified.
Sent it through your association's
law. I know that. My sister lives...
That's what the law specifies.
Yes, absolutely. I know that. Also, my sister lives in Margate full time. She lives within 200 feet of that zone. Right. She got the notice. It was late. You're supposed to have 10 days.
Some people didn't pick up their certified mails.
No, she got the
they
mail.
They don't.
That's okay.
It's not within 10 days.
Okay.
But they were sent.
Also,
obviously, most people.
I'm going to run out of time. Also, this planning board that's in place, you guys appoint this planning board. That planning board was the one that came up with this miraculous plan to build a high-rise. We have to worry now if Mr. Ventura, Mr. Ventura wants to bring a plan to the planning board, it's out of your venue, basically. So he can go in there and ask for a variance. You were basically trying to create a permitted situation where he can come in with no variances, no waivers, and he's entitled to the approval. You're still basically not being forthright with us. So what I'm trying to say is maybe what you can do with this master plan is tweak it to make it even more difficult. Oh, in fact, the bulk standards. I think the setback for this high-rise was zero from the street. They could have built this building up to the sidewalk. Do you realize that? Did you read it? Oh, also, Mr. Becker, last week when I spoke, you interrupted me and kind of messed up my mojo a little bit, but you interrupted me and said to me, because I was talking about Lucy, you said Lucy's on the cover of the master plan update. Well, Lucy is not on the cover of the master plan update, if you look closely. She's not even. So if you can't understand what's on the cover, how the heck do you know what's on the inside? And that's on tape, so listen to it. And, you know, I could stay up here for an hour, honestly, and I would love to actually help you guys. Maybe we can work together to come up with a better Margate. But this is it's a shit show. It's a shit show, and your attorney, I'm sure you're very talented and you know the law inside out. Maybe you can help these guys get up to speed a little bit because they're doing things that are the public's losing trust.
May I make a comment, Mayor?
When,
it's just that
Scott, can you hold it till Mr.
And also, and actually, make okay. I'm sorry. No.
Are you done, Mr.
I'm done.
Okay.
Here's the point. Very dedicated people sit in that planning board. They devote hundreds of hours of their free time.
I understand that.
This concept of a hotel was brought up to aid the city and businesses because of the year-round drop. You know, you look at some of the other shore towns that don't have a winter population, all their restaurants closed, their businesses closed. That's what this was. It was all good intentions.
Sir, you're out.
Notices were sent out. So to me personally, this concept that we're trying to do something wrong or underhanded or sneak it by, that's couldn't be further from the truth, from my opinion.
You have a lot to do to regain our trust.
Well,
my name's Saul Jacobs, 2 North Harding. I'm just trying to understand, I guess, to the bottom line, where does the buck stop? Where is the accountability? And it's just an honest question. I'm naive to this. Maybe I need a primer. But it's my understanding that you appointed the planning board. Is that correct?
That is correct.
The 10 or 9 people that are on the planning board?
That is correct.
Do they report to you?
No.
Once they make a decision?
No, they're independent.
They're independent. So they're not voted in. You folks are, right? They could do whatever they want regarding the planning of the city of Margate, and you have no real say over that. Is that correct?
They recommend to the Board of Commissioners for approval.
And we have the final vote. Right.
And just so I understand, is it this group that put to bid who is going to draw up the ultimate master plan? And they bid it out, and they chose a hospitality group to make that decision. Is that correct, or am I?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Well, the hospitality group was a part of a conglomerate.
Sure.
A bunch of professionals.
Sure. Does any of this sound weird to anybody?
No, sir.
Who?
No, your questions are very good. I appreciate your questions.
Thank you.
And the truth is, there's a state law that every 10 years, every municipality in a state has to revisit. You don't have to write a new master plan. You have to upgrade it, make changes according to zoning and stuff that changed all through the years. Just like FEMA, federal regulations made us raise houses to a certain level to be more sustainable. So all that is a process every 10 years. And, 10 years prior, they went through this whole thing before. Mm-hmm. And it's a recommendation that comes. The planning board does their due diligence. I attended the meeting. I think there was only probably 3 people in the room besides the planning board members. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the only meeting they discussed it. It was discussed at several meetings. And they make the recommendation to this board to enact the ordinance, because then it becomes law. So you understand
it. I do understand it. Thank you very much for
that. And then when we went out for bid, we don't have control of who bids. We took, by law, we have to take the lowest reputable price.
Well, that a bid is a strange thing. It's not necessarily, there's other issues. There's qualitative issues into a bid, too. So it's not somebody who says...
Politics?
What?
Oh, I thought you said politics. Politics.
No, I didn't say...
Sorry, I apologize.
So getting back to my initial question, and by the way, I would like 48 seconds left.
You got it.
The gentleman was speaking. But getting back, thank you very much. My question, getting back to my question, doesn't it seem fishy that your board, your planners, have come up with this master idea of putting in a hotel, other kinds of hospitality things, based on a self-interest group that they hired and paid to employ this policy? Has anyone even thought about the conflict of interest that exists here?
Mike, if I may? It's just not... I understand what you're trying to get to, but it's not there. The amount of work that went into that master plan... I don't think anybody here comprehends the time and effort that those groups went through and the amount of work that went into that plan, all the things that they looked at, all the time that they spent. And these were paid professionals, there were volunteers, there were many, many, many focus groups, and a lot of time and effort went into that master plan. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Do we have to follow it? Absolutely we don't. Is it something legally that we had to do? Yes. The idea, and I want to say, the lead firm on the master plan, one of the principals in the firm has lived in Margate longer than the mayor and Commissioner Amadeo has.
Trump's lived in New York a long time.
So all I'm saying is that... If he were here, you would. Disrespect him. And the idea is that they had an idea. They came up with it. In my understanding, is that they came up with an idea in that zone that we have 9600, we have the Island House, we have Margate Towers, and the idea that that zone is a hotel condo zone was not too far-fetched for them. Now, you don't want, and maybe I wouldn't want, something built in my backyard.
It's not hospitality.
You
don't want it, Mr.
Blumberg. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you. And
who
there
wants
are
it?
A lot
who
of
wants it in bargain?
There are things that I don't want. There are things that you don't want. There are things that Johanna doesn't want. We all have things that we want, and just let me finish.
Sure.
The idea, I'm just trying to explain to you where the idea came from in the master plan. If in fact somebody, like I said before, somebody wanted to build something in that zone, there is a whole myriad of approvals and notifications that they would have to go through. None of that happened. None of it's going to happen. And if it ever did happen, the proper channels would be followed and people would be notified. So we're all, and I don't want to make light of it. For me, it's much to do about nothing. Nothing's going to be built there. We've killed it. And hopefully you all can go home, go to Ventura's, and get a drink.
Okay. Thank you.
Not a bad idea.
Thank you.
Sir, you're one time only here. We have too many people want to speak, okay? Let's see if anybody else wants. Is there anyone else for public comment? Thank you.
I'm not really a speaker. I had no intention of speaking, so I'm not going to get into a big thing, except for I agree with... You know what's behind me. What I am concerned about is
can we get your name and address, please?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Joan Dossick at 9600. What my concern is that this whole transparency thing, and people seem to not know what's going on, and you know you've heard the whole thing. Then it's like talked about the press. People don't read the press. I honestly am not going on the website every single day. Is there something that can be put out there for all of us? And then let us know somehow that everybody should know, where do we go? What do we look at? So nobody has to feel that anything's being hidden or things aren't transparent. That's kind of, you know, I think an important thing to all of us. So we feel differently.
Ma'am, if you have a better idea than our website, please let us know.
I'll give it some thought. You
know. Mike, if I may, how about this for an idea? How about this for an idea? So, again, you can all go home. If, perchance, we're ever going to discuss a hotel overlay zone again, we will mail the entire city a notice. We will put in the mail, the entire city will be notified. How's that?
And generally other things. I mean, and if I do come up with an idea, I'll speak to other people. I don't have one right now. I will, I promise, get back to you with some ideas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the whole city?
Hold on. Name and address, please.
Randy Hurwitz, 9300 Atlantic
Avenue.
Can you
get a microphone, please?
Randy Hurwitz, 9300 Atlantic Avenue, the Shore Club. Thank you for bringing that up, Mr. Blumberg, about the Ventura situation. Our balcony actually faces Lucy's behind, and our granddaughters love that. As you said, it is not a secret about Lou. They're very hardworking people, Barb and Lou, and they are entitled to their livelihood, and we understand that. Over the years, whether they were rumors or not, you know, we have heard, obviously, we are a three-story building. We're not 9600. We're not Island House. We're not 9400. We're a three-story building. And we have heard about the supposed meetings and zoning, you know, asking for zoning changes. And we've always heard, no way, it's not going to happen. My question is this, and you keep saying we're not, you know, is it a condo? We've heard that he wanted, to sell it to a condo before. It's a hotel overlay now. I guess you have tried to reassure us that you understand that building even a condo, 8 stories, 9 stories, would be very inappropriate for that environment because of the traffic, because of the infrastructure, and it would change, obviously. For example, there are lifeguard stands at Washington and Cedar Grove. You'd have to even address issues of that nature. So I'm happy to hear that right now we're tabling it or, you know, not going to visit it for a while. But it's always there in the back burner for us because it would really impact our three-story building, our aesthetics. And a lot of people make fun of us for caring about aesthetics. We had a double whammy this year. Okay, they used our front of our pool area for the storage of the excess sand and dunes. We understood that perhaps someone mentioned that they dredged too much and they certainly didn't want to just get rid of the extra dune grass. This was a story going around, so they had to store it somewhere. And the first few weeks that they did this, some of our residents on the first floor, if you're aware of our building, the first floor on the beach is undergrade. They didn't even have cell phone service. And you did take care of that by getting this a little bit back from our building so then they could get their cell phone service. So the big picture is, I guess, when we saw the golfing go in, we thought, whoa, that looks like a boardwalk. That's not miniature golf of the old days. That's a whole different ballgame, Congo Falls. So we started to put things together, what's going on with this master plan. You've heard everybody today, but again, I guess the transparency is the issue, and we've always felt that from the other meetings that we heard about, the zoning planning or whatever, that condo at Ventura's was not going to happen. But we talked once before about a boardwalk. You never know, okay? So, again, we just want transparency, and I appreciate all the work you've done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, my name is Linda Gockler. I'm at 120 North Lancaster Avenue. And I thank you very much for tabling the ordinance. Now, what are we going to do about Richard Helfont and Lucy? Question? Please think about it.
What are we going to do?
Linda, we've already said Mr. Helfont doesn't work for the city. We've had this conversation before. So.
Okay, so how about, I know that Lucy is a historic landmark
Correct.
In Margate, and it's leased on that property from Margate?
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are we going to do about that? Because the rumor that I heard that really upset me besides the hotel was that Lucy was going to be moved.
Never. I never saw that at all until it was in the newspaper.
I knew it was a rumor.
We had this, you know.
But what can we do? Again, my first question.
Linda, she's too heavy to lift.
I know.
I don't think you can make another move.
But going back, what are we going to do about Richard Helfont and Lucy? Well, you can. Oh, okay. I've been asked to ask you if there's a possibility that Margate can extend the lease on Lucy.
Will you commit to it?
Will you commit to extending that? It's not coming from me, but thank you very much for the information. Will you commit to extending the lease?
We're really going somewhere I really didn't want to go, but I will tell you this. The city has been trying to negotiate a new lease with Lucy for years. It has never come to fruition. We've negotiated with a committee. We've negotiated with attorneys, with accountants, and all that. Lucy has chosen to never sign a lease. We've never come to any kind of an agreement, but we are in the process of trying again. Their lease is not up till 2019.
Before Mr. Dini speaks, since it seems like Margate cannot control what's happening at Lucy, do you have any suggestions what the citizens can do?
Rich?
I think there's a mix-up still among some people with respect to Lucy. Lucy sits on city property. Lucy is a national landmark. Lucy's going nowhere. The Save Lucy Committee doesn't own Lucy. Richard Helfont doesn't own Lucy. They've worked to promote Lucy as a nonprofit for a long time. They have a lease with the city. The lease is complicated, like a lot of leases are complicated. It's in existence now, and it's in existence till the end of 2019. There will be ongoing negotiations with respect to the terminologies and the content of that lease. The city supports that organization and Lucy in many, many ways. Frank is over here, our public works director. We get called weekly to make repairs on portions of that property, not Lucy itself, but the rest of that property. We are in total sync with preserving Lucy, no matter who operates Lucy or what group of people operate Lucy. Lucy is the city. The city's obligation is to continue Lucy forever and ever. So nobody needs to fear that Lucy's going anywhere. It's not. There's just as much of a commitment that they made before. They've made many times here. Lucy's part of the city, and it's owned by the city. It's not owned by a nonprofit corporation. It's owned by the city. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the reason everyone's here and the reason we are so angry is because somewhere along the lines, as leaders, you lost control of the message. And somewhere along the line, as leaders, your constituents became infuriated. And there's questions about transparency and process and how this was handled. But I've yet to hear any of you say, we're sorry this got out of hand. And to say, we know we made you angry, and we apologize and promise we will endeavor. I think you've made some good suggestions about mailing out to everyone. But I'd really like to hear you admit that you lost control of the situation. And that's why we're all here and why we're so angry. That the idea is not only wrong, but the communication has become twisted. And now there's a lot of mistrust in this audience. Okay, I'm still not sure. I've got to talk to the people tonight about whether or not we're going to continue to oppose your re-election. And I'll do that. We'll have a fair discussion on it. But I'd really like to, from a leadership perspective, believe in you guys enough to see you say, you know, This was something we probably should have handled differently. Thank you.
Thank you.
Len Wahlberg, 9100 Atlantic. I'm a little bit confused still. Just a few minutes ago, Mr. Blumberg, you said, don't worry, nothing will be built there. I assume you mean the property that we were talking about. Earlier, when I asked you if you people would be opposed to a high-rise condo, there was no answer. Is there any further refinement that I'm not able to pick up on that question?
Are you talking about my comments, sir?
No. The comment was made by Mr. Blumberg. I'd like to hear something.
I'm not real sure what wasn't clear. There is no hotel overlay zone.
Understood.
Okay. If someone comes in front of the planning board, they will have to follow the procedures of the planning board. Their application will be heard, and the planning board then makes decisions. So that's whether it's in your neighborhood or my neighborhood or John's neighborhood or anybody here's neighborhood, people have that right. We give them that right to make an application to be heard by the planning board. That will not change. We cannot change that.
I understand that, but okay. That has nothing to do with my question.
So then I don't understand.
Okay, let me try again. If an application is made to you and that application...
Wouldn't be made to me. It would be made to the planning board.
To the planning board.
It wouldn't be made to this board. It would be made to the planning and zoning board. It would have to follow the guidelines of that zone that the people live in. If not, they... ask for variances.
But they do have to get approval from you, do they not?
They do not.
No. They do not.
No.
So, in other words, had they approved this last proposal that we're withdrawing, that would have gone forward?
No.
I think what Mr. I'm going to try to interpret what Mr. Blumberg's saying.
Thank
because
you.
Somehow you're not communicating effectively. Again, I'm the city administrator. I've only been here 6 years, but I've been a city administrator in New Jersey for 47 years. Same laws wherever I've been, same laws the state of New Jersey. Everybody has a right to make an application for anything you want. You could build the Empire State Building and make an application for it. In order to do that, if it doesn't comply with the ordinances, which these people make, the ordinances, they do make the ordinances. If it doesn't comply with the ordinance, which a hotel or a high-rise of a certain type wouldn't qualify in most any zone in Margate or any zone that I know of, you still can ask for variances. Variances are very difficult to get. The law, again, is a statewide law on how you get variances. But in order to get a use variance, it would require a supermajority of the board to approve it, number one. And number two, it's subject to legal dispute by anybody, including citizens around, that could dispute they can't arbitrarily just give a variance. The variance has to have strong reasons behind it of why that's a logical thing to do. Most of the time, a variance is given because it's an odd-shaped piece of property, because the circumstances are such that I can't build otherwise, I am entitled to use my property. That's what variances are for. This group doesn't give variances. This group sets the parameters, which you should pay attention to, which you are paying attention to, of the parameters that are the basic parameters of what can be built in the zone. So while Mr. Blumberg says Mr. Ventura can still come in and try to build a high-rise hotel, he would have to seek all kind of variances to do that. In addition, go to CAFRA, in addition to do all the other things. So Mr. Blumberg can't promise you, nor I, or the mayor, or anybody else, that Mr. Ventura won't still try to do it.
So whose decision was it to withdraw the...
This board heard you last meeting.
Right.
And I talked to them individually. And they said, how can we resolve this? We decided by individually me talking to them and talking to the solicitor, let's get the word out now that we're going to, we heard. We heard you last time, and we're hearing you again. I think that's why the credibility, that they should have credibility with you, even though it's, you know, we should all start with a basis of trust. You all live here. They all live here. They heard in good faith what you asked them to do.
But don't you think the whole, that the same exact feeling would be in this group if a high-rise, a 20-story high-rise were to be built on that?
That's not permitted in the zone, right? There's no high-rise permitted. So the same thing, whether it's a 20-story condo,
so
the answer to your question, the same thing for a condo or a hotel.
So the same answer should come back out.
And you know what? The mix-up comes a little bit. Condo hotel is a funding mechanism, okay? Just so people understand. A condo hotel is a funding mechanism where individual owners own rooms or suites in a hotel because nobody's funding a hotel in Margate. It's almost impossible to get a funding. I'm familiar with people who are trying to build a hotel in Ocean City for 10 years. They can't get funding. It's a three-month season here, folks. It's not a 12-month season. What Marriott did you ever see in a place with a three-month season? We can hardly keep castles open here. You can't keep a hotel open here. So let's kind of, you know, put this into perspective here. So there's no hotel or condo that can be built without variances in that zone.
Let me just leave you with this. My opinion is that a high-rise condo would be, you would get the same reaction from this crowd as you got with the hotel. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good answer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Rich.
Roxanne Tosto, 9100 Beach. I just have a question. What is the height restriction now for buildings in the city? Do we know that? Do you guys know that question?
Roger.
The answer to that question?
37 feet.
What is...
It depends whether it's commercial or residential, and it's based on your base flood elevation.
Okay, and so if it's commercial...
At 34 feet above your first floor elevation.
Okay, so I guess getting back to, and some of the questions were already answered, the fact that if there was ever... That would be a significant change if we were to go to a 20-story building. But you brought up something interesting. With your comments, I'm even wondering why this commission would even have entertained the thought of the hotel overlay.
It was very peculiar to me that the composition of the planning board was made up, it's kind of stacked it with the manager of a real estate office, a number of contractors, your brother-in-law, Tom, who owns the hardware store. It seems, I understand you have to some of these people on a planning board who understand building and, you know, that sort of thing, but it seems that there should be some countervailing influences on that board and not just sort of a kind of, you know, old boys network of the guys down here who build things. So, you know, that is a fundamental thing that is of concern to me. So, I don't know how you guys arrive at those decisions since you do appoint them.
How many people sit on the planning and zoning board
13.
Currently?
13.
13? And can you tell me how many of those 13 people are either builders, developers, contractors? No, I'm serious.
I have no idea.
Nobody knows what their occupation is.
I would have to look at a roster. I could tell you.
It's a very diverse board. There's a structural engineer. There's a mom. There's business owners. There is one or two contractors that I know. It's a very diverse.
Any developers that you know?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're just.
No. I go to a lot of planning board meetings, ma'am.
Okay, so the planning board meetings, just like these meetings, are open to the public?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Right in this room.
And how often do they meet?
Third Thursday of every month.
Third Thursday?
Last Thursday of every month.
Okay. And the owner of Colmar is the head of that board, is that correct?
The chairman of the planning board is Richard Patterson. He's been a resident
in Margate for probably 68 years. I went to kindergarten with him.
Another 68-year-old.
Okay. And is Mr. Collins, Tom Collins, on that board as well?
Yes, he's a member.
Okay. Thank you.
There's two things that I think should come out of this meeting. Number one, for the board, you should be a little more user-friendly with the website so that people with minimal computer skills can still search and find what they need. And you need to post in time so that people can do their own research so that they can attend the meetings with intelligent questions. All the organizations that want to put something on Facebook, I don't care what your organization is, have someone appointed to attend all the meetings and come back to you and tell you what happened at that meeting so that you can form an intelligent paper to send out to your members. Not he said, she said, like we've been reading on Facebook for the last couple weeks.
A few years ago, a golf course, I think it was Pirates Cove, was proposed diagonally across from Castles, and I think the people pretty much said, we don't want it. I think it was clear, and somehow it went away. That's how I recall it. Maybe it's not exactly like that. Give me some insight to how was this golf course, how did that happen? And that might help me understand how something like this could actually end up being a hotel, because I don't understand how that got there when I thought no one wanted a golf course in the area. I never heard anything about it, by the way, until construction.
Really? And
he withdrew his application.
I assume the owner went to the planning board with a proposal.
They made an application to the planning board. They did public notice, which included mailed notice to property owners within 200 feet and the press. And the planning board scheduled it for their public hearing. And there was a public hearing on it. And some people came out to support it. Some people came out to object to it. And the planning board voted approval, which is the process. And so the commercial use of a miniature golf course replaced the commercial use of, I think at that time, it was a bank. Used to be a bank.
This happened between September and February of this past year. Excuse me?
I'm not sure when they started the process.
Maybe somebody knows. It wasn't that long ago.
It was within the last year and a half.
And not necessarily in the summer months when people were here.
I believe the hearing was in February or March.
December.
December?
Okay,
December.
So it was kind of, quite frankly, to me, in my opinion, it seems to be backdoor. Who owns the golf course?
I don't know.
You went through all, no one knows who owns?
Adventure Golf.
Mark Benvenuto, right?
Mark Benvenuto,
Benvenuto?
Benevento.
Benevento, I'm sorry.
And is he a developer, a Margate resident?
No, he owns five golf.
We're here with this ordinance.
I'm sorry?
He owns, this was the fifth one he built.
Fifth one?
He's done golf courses in shore communities. He's got two in Avalon, two in Ocean City, one in Avalon, one in Stone Harbor, and one in Margate.
Okay. Did it raise any concerns to you that if it didn't work and everyone was unhappy with it 2 or 3 years ago, that maybe if you had more exposure and information on it to the people, that they may not want this one either? Did anyone give that consideration on the commission?
Again, you're misunderstanding. You're planning board had jurisdiction.
The commission had nothing to do with that.
Thank you, sir.
It was in a commercial zone. Mm-hmm. It was a permitted use in the commercial zone. It's not a high rise. It's not at all like what we're talking about here. Okay. This board didn't have anything to say about it recently. It's whatever the zone has allowed, just like any other commercial. They could have come in and built all kind of commercial uses there, including what they built. So that's why it's
sir,
a different
sir,
procedure.
Sir, we've got a lot of
ability in this is they're the ones to pick the people on the zoning board or the planning board who made
but
these
the planning
decisions.
Board could not have denied it if it was according to the ordinance. If it was in a commercial zone, they could deny it if it was in your zone where you live, but they can't deny it there any more than they could deny a restaurant or a tailor shop or anything else that was in a commercial zone that was a permitted use.
How did the Pirates Cove get denied? I thought that was a commercial zone, and there's actually a commercial entity there now.
I have no idea.
Sir, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight, but well, I will tell you,
I guess my message is...
Sir, the Pirates Cove uptown...
So your question was withdrawn.
The owner withdrew.
The owner withdrew. I forgot about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Ed Blumenthal, 11 South Adams. I just want to clarify, follow up with the other gentleman said, that the planning board changed the commercial designation from commercial to recreational, which was a disputed land use change. And there was never any hearing, there was never any notification to anybody within in any area that was being changed from commercial to recreational. So what you said is not correct. There was no notification.
Roger. Sir, our planner's right here.
Actually, Mr. Blumenthal, you're incorrect. That was always permitted in that zone. Proper notification was made. It's permitted use. They needed one variance. They got the variance.
And sir, the proper notification is certified mail, and we have receipts.
I'm not talking about the variances. I'm talking about the land use of changing it from commercial to recreational.
Amusement was allowed in a commercial zone.
Thank you. Still, nobody was notified.
Nothing was changed.
Jay Weintraub at 10 North Franklin Avenue. I'd like to answer the gentleman's question regarding the golf course, the Pirates Cove. What happened? Pat Croce, along with Mark Benevento, wanted to put the Pirates Cove between Franklin and Frontenac on Ventnor Avenue. Mm-hmm. We formed a coalition of neighbors. And that coalition of neighbors...
We're talking about the overlay district here.
No, we're not. It's open mic, isn't it?
Right, but this is the third time. So in all due respect, if you want to privately speak to the gentleman, that would be great.
I'll bring up another point.
Okay.
Which is, this is going to lead to that point. Okay, so the neighbors got together, 400 of them, created a fund, a legal fund, and basically we negotiated with Pat Croce, who said, Jay, I have a lot of money. I could fight this. We said, Pat, we have 400 families and we could buy you 100 times over. A week later, they withdrew. That's what happened with that project. Now, if I can address the miniature golf course and the planning board's decision to grant a variance, I had some concerns. I was at the meetings. They passed no parking, basically, for that property, but they ignored some major structure. They assumed the only structure was a 16 by 16 clubhouse. But there's things called a CMU. Are you familiar with a CMU? A central masonry unit. There's two big central masonry units, and those two units house walkways, people can golf in the waterfalls. There was a pump house. There were internal holes covered with structure. And all of this was ignored by the planning board. Right? My question is, why did the planning board do that? Why did they ignore the rules and grant a variance for no parking when totally ignored and didn't share with the public what the actual structure was? It wasn't fair to the people in the neighborhood. It wasn't fair to Margate. And we can't change that now because it's up. But perhaps going forward, we could, next time an opportunity comes up, we could better communicate information and share with the public so they can make decisions on what they'd like to do.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg.
Yes.
Okay, Johanna, it's up to you, baby. Ma'am, after the meeting.
Is there an agenda of what you're talking about?
I can't.
This is a waste of everybody's time, all this Facebook nonsense. Thank you.